The FIFA World Cup 2026 is at a crossroads, trying to widen its doors to fans worldwide while navigating the minefield of ticket pricing. Can it achieve inclusivity without sidelining the average fan due to cost?
That's the million-dollar question, Alex. With the tournament expanding to 48 teams and spanning three countries, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, the logistics and ticketing strategies are more complex than ever. Yet, the demand for tickets is breaking records, with nearly 2 million sold in the initial phases, despite prices that have some fans reeling.
Indeed, Jordan. The contrast in ticket prices is stark. Playoff matches in Mexico are going for as low as $11, making the World Cup accessible at least at the early stages. But then, you have finals tickets in the US skyrocketing, with some hitting over 41 times their face value on resale sites. This pricing dynamic is a double-edged sword, opening the tournament to more fans while potentially locking out others when prices soar.
And let's not forget the introduction of dynamic pricing, a first for the World Cup. This could either be a boon or a bane for fans, depending on how it's implemented. Prices will fluctuate based on demand and popularity, which could push the cost of high-profile matches out of reach for many.
Exactly. The big question for fans is how these strategies will affect their ability to participate in what's set to be the most viewed sports event ever. The excitement is palpable, but so is the anxiety over ticket affordability and availability.
On that note, the key theme to watch is how FIFA balances this act. They're walking a tightrope between expanding access to the game and maximizing revenue. The outcome will likely set a precedent for future international sporting events.
So, as we count down to the World Cup, the one thing to keep an eye on is whether FIFA can navigate these tensions successfully. Will they manage to make the World Cup truly global without sidelining the fans who've supported the sport through thick and thin? That's the pulse on the FIFA World Cup 2026 for now.